Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Jamie and Bogey. Kyle Bogey is in for Stoney, who is on vacation. All right. On Friday night, the Angels played their first game at home since the passing of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. And it was an event that I don't even think if you this is a cliche, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway. If you tried to sell the script to Hollywood, they would say, no, that's too unrealistic. People who don't know what happened on Friday night, we'll start with this. All the players wore number 45 with Skaggs on the back. Tyler Skaggs' mother threw out the first pitch from the mound and threw a perfect strike. I mean, it was unbelievable. Both teams were lined up on the baselines before that to honor Tyler Skaggs. The Angels combined on a no-hitter. Mike Trout hit a bomb of a home run on the first pitch he saw, I believe. And then at the end of the game, they all took off their Skaggs 45 jerseys and laid them on the mound surrounding the number 45 that had been put there in the dirt on the back of the mound. I mean, it was, you couldn't believe it. I didn't see it happening live. I read about it the next morning and all the video. I just watched again and again and again because it's like, how could that have happened? It's just amazing that it did.
It for whatever reason, sports always brings out moments like that.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as we love to just, you know, sit down and have a beer and watch a game, you know, or whatever it might be, it is moments like that that really, that's why we love it.
Right.
You know, like just a couple of months ago, my cousin plays in the OHL and my grandfather had passed away and it was like his dream to see my cousin get to the NHL. Right. And so he would pay attention like crazy. He would stream the games, you know, in his home before he died. And my cousin was in town for the funeral, flew back, you know, because they were in the playoffs at this time in Niagara, and he ended up scoring a goal, you know, that night. We were all streaming it right after the funeral. And you just, I don't look, it's a small thing.
No, but that's huge.
You end up thinking about that. And he, of course, pointed up, you know, we were streaming it again, you know, at the house. And
you guys must have been bawling.
No, we weren't, but it was really cool. You know, it's one of those things that just, and they mentioned it on the broadcast. They had a moment of silence before the game for him. And it's bizarre how sports can somehow bring out moments like that.
248-539-9797 is our telephone number, or on the ticket text 97136. And, you know, this can be something that happened to you personally or something that happened. I mean, and it doesn't have to involve tragedy or death like it did with your grandfather or with Tyler Skaggs. I remember, I mean, the March 26th game against the Avs, Darren McCarty does not get thrown out of that game, which I don't understand. I mean, to this day, and I've said that to him, and I think he agrees with that, doesn't get thrown out of the game. So what does he do? He scores the game-winning goal in overtime, and the first guy to meet him behind the net after he scores the game-winning goal is Draper, who gives him a huge hug. And it's like, okay, well, this game now is just, you couldn't write the script any
immortalized,
better
yeah.
with everything that happened. So here's a guy who seeks out a guy, punches him to literally a bloody pulp. So his blood is left on the Comerica sign right by the bench, and then stays in the game somehow, scores the winning goal, and the Red Wings win 6-5 in overtime and then go on from there. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe that it happened the way that it happened. And there's a lot of instances of that where something happens where you just, I mean, Brett Favre, the
Monday Night Football
game
the Raiders.
After his father died. Now, he had a lot of control over that. I mean, the puck seemed to find McCarty in the March 26th game, but he went out and just put on an absolute clinic against the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
I think that's the one where people, who rooted against that?
No one.
I've always never the biggest Brett Favre fan. I always thought he was kind of a phony a little bit with the whole gritty edge and all that stuff. Yeah. And the picks, I thought he was a reckless quarterback at times, but that was amazing. It was like right before Christmas too, and it was like Madden was beside himself.
Yeah,
and it's like that was like it was just it was surreal.
Yeah,
I think that's the word that you have to look for when you're talking about something like this. I mean, I one that, like you said, with McCarty, obviously, it always seemed like McCarty, like with the goal in 97 in the Stanley Cup Finals or the hat trick against the Avs.
Yeah, he had a knack.
Like, yeah, there was something about him just in moments that would just, it's unbelievable. Because he wasn't that great of a player. He was just a grinder.
Right. And I guess really, if you think about it, I mean, maybe one of the ultimate ones would be the Gibson home run against the Oakland A's in 88, because it's just...
Well, another test. See, I was a huge Oakland A's fan. I love the Bash Brothers. Yeah. I had the poster and the whole nine yards. And because he was from here and he was a former Tiger, when he did that, I wasn't upset one iota. Then my team that I was rooting for just blew, what was it, a 3 or 4-0 lead in that game. They had the Canseco Grand Slam.
Yeah.
And it's just, he comes up there with one leg.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I mean, we talked about the Russell Westbrook, like, why not? It was a Tommy Lasorda, why not? You know, Eckersley, greatest closer in the game at the time. Let's just throw Gibby out there. He's been our guy all year. And the funny thing about the home run is it totally burnished the fact that he won the MVP. When, if you look at his stats that year are the worst MVP stats ever. But his impact on the team was so great that that's why he won the MVP that year. And then the home run, which had nothing to do with him winning the MVP, gets even more credit than it otherwise should have. So what has happened in sports to you, around you, or that you've seen that borders on the surreal, which was certainly the case Friday night with the Angels? Our phone number is 248-539-9797. Our ticket text 97136. The most surreal thing that you can remember happening. I rooted against Brett Favre that night. I had a 40-point lead in fantasy and still lost. Couldn't believe it.
That's tough.
That might have been the playoffs, too. So, yeah, I get it.
The Notre Dame-Michigan State game after Manti Te'o's girlfriend died was an amazing story until it turned out to be fake. As a Notre Dame fan, I couldn't be more bizarre. I will never forget the day where that story broke on Deadspin. And I was in here getting ready for the show. Valenti was on the air, and he kept coming out because he was reading it during commercial breaks and stuff. And he's like, "Are you reading this?" I mean, and I couldn't even process what it was. It was so bizarre.
Yes,
the Manti Te'o dead girlfriend,
Lene Kukua or whatever.
Her
name was. It's so weird.
And I remember he did an interview on Katie Couric used to have a talk show. It was a syndicated talk show, and she basically flat out goes, "Are you gay?" And he's like, "No, I am 100%. No way. Not me. No way.
I'll prove it. You want me to prove it? I'll prove it right now."
The theory was that he was gay and the whole girlfriend thing was like a cover.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. The Russian 5 movie literally is a movie script that's so amazing. When you thought it was over, you're riding high of them finally winning the cup. Then the story just brings the tears with the car crash with Vladdy, only to finish the story by sweeping the Caps in the next year's Stanley Cup with Vladimir Konstantinov in attendance. That's actually a great point.
Storybook.
When the Wings won the cup, and then literally 6 days later, they had the. Living through that, you just couldn't believe it was happening because you're like, wait a minute. We've waited 50 years for this. The town is celebrating like it hasn't celebrated in, you know, decades. And now it's just stolen away from us 6 days later. It was surreal.
There was a local one that often gets forgotten about, but Joe Dumars, I think it was game 4.
Yeah.
Or three.
I don't remember
in
what
the
game
90
it was.
Final. It might have been 3, where his dad died during the game. He didn't know, and he played just completely crazy, lights out, making everything. And he made this one shot that literally drifting down the lane, probably about a foot inside the foul line. And the thing was above the backboard and fell in the hoop. It was like that came from heaven almost.
Boston Bruins game after the marathon bombing where everybody stood up and sang the national anthem gave me the chills.
Recently, too, that was a great moment. Recently, though, just a couple of years ago, Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics, his sister, I believe, had died earlier that day or like the day before or something like that.
I forget now. What was that?
And he went on. He had like a 50-point game or just went nuts. And the team like embraced him after the game or something. I forget what the stakes were. I don't know. It might have just been a regular season game.
I do remember something like that. Yeah.
Incredible.
John, cell phone. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Just wanted to call in talking about these crazy sports moments. A few years ago, my dad's best friend passed away from cancer. And on the day of the funeral was in the morning. We had our golf league later in the afternoon, and we didn't want to miss that. So we went to our golf league, and my dad got his first ever hole-in-one on the same day as his friend's funeral. And even crazier, His friend was 51 when he passed. I believe it was 51 or 53. And that was the score that my dad shot that day.
No way. Are you serious?
It was pretty, we were a little emotional afterwards, but it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I marvel at the ability that these guys have. Remember when Jose Fernandez died a couple years ago, the great Marlin pitcher? Mm-hmm. And then the next game out, D. Gordon homered and was crying all the way around the bases. You know, you think about the level of focus that these guys have to have at this point to be as great as they are and to do it with all the emotion riding through them. Now, Brad Ausmus, the Angels manager and former Tiger manager, did say in the immediate aftermath of Tyler Skaggs' death that sometimes games are actually good because you get away from thinking about it. You can kind of focus on the 2.5-3 hours that you're there. And I think it's a very, very valid point. Whenever you're going through something, I don't know, a hardship or whatever, it's pretty cool. I don't know. It's good to get away from it sometimes. If you can find a way, whether it's playing golf, whether it's working, whatever it's kind of a nice breath of fresh air. And I really think that's the case with the Angels. But for the pitchers to all focus on getting a no-hitter, for Trout, who's as good as he is, to hit a home run like that, for the mother to throw a perfect strike, I mean, that was stunning to me. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.